Hello and welcome to the Mind Podcast, a network where we drive inspiration from the information. This is your host, Divya Krishnan. In this series, we will talk with mind and industry experts to understand the latest trends and how it influences your organization's journey to truly becoming the next-gen enterprise. The podcast starts now.
Hello, I'm Yash Patnagar. I'm the Vice President and the Business Head Japan and Far East for Motherson Sumi Infotech and Design Limited. In 2018, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, on a two-day visit to Tokyo, recounted the need for cooperation between India and Japan, while reiterating that the former software can complement the latter's hardware to create wonders. With complementary strength in the digital sphere, India and Japan are indeed well positioned to find mutual value in new partnerships. The smart manufacturing solutions developed in India can add more value to Japan's hardware expertise and enhance its journey towards driving large-scale innovation, digital transformation, and globalization efforts. With the COVID-19 outbreak, Japan's manufacturing industry revealed numerous structural and digital deficits. In May 2020, the nation's factory output index declined by 8% from April to 79.1%. As activity started slowing down across the manufacturing sector, including steel and auto, while the working method fast adapted to the changing environment, the rate of digital adoption was considerably lower if compared to peer countries that leveraged digital or telework services to minimize human contact. The reason? The poor information security measures, usability issues with the IT tools for collaboration, lack of internet access, and data sharing challenges. To survive, thrive, and gain a competitive advantage in the new normal, Japan manufacturing companies are now focused on ramping up their core technology infrastructure besides strengthening their hardware repository. The question that comes to my mind is whether Japan's leaders are willing and ready to embrace the move. I believe such paradigm shifts are fundamentally different from traditional IT investment and require profound change in core business function, models, and resource allocation. This can prove to be insurmountable feat, considering that Japan's investment in the digital sphere have not grown since the past few decades, which is further matched by the lack of in-house digital talent, higher than the average age of CEOs and their tenure, traditional organization culture, and a poor startup ecosystem. The cumulative effect of these roadblocks result in staggering losses and slow down progress. In order to drive large-scale digitization initiatives, Japan need to leverage the capability of an exponential growing IT industry like that of India's to enhance and streamline their manufacturing operations. Reports suggest that the Indian IT industry is expected to touch the $350 billion mark in the next 5 years. With an annual growth rate of 10%, this growth will primarily be underpinned by the digital services, which presently account for almost 30% of the industry revenue. From AI, machine learning, and big data analytics to the industrial Internet of Things, 3D printing, advanced robotics, and virtual reality, the game-changing benefits of these modern technologies have been developed and harnessed in the Indian marketplace also hold potential to streamline Japan's manufacturing industry. My excitement is similar to that of most leaders when it comes to the Japan technology-powered vision laid out for manufacturers and industries in both countries. In my opinion, Japan's digital transformation will prove to be most impactful once its companies begin to integrate India's technology into their operation to create not just digital operations, but a new model for manufacturing. Though I think we still have a long way to go to achieve the vision, the implementation of Industry 4.0 in Japan can unarguably revolutionize manufacturing and distribution process. It will offer the much needed speed and scale, enabling organizations to make better decisions based on data, allowing them to remain operationally resilient in the face of unusual disruption. While emerging technologies are powered to drive new level of innovation, productivity, growth, and sustainability, Their implementation scope is broader than simply digitizing the front and back office. It calls for a strategic reinvention of processes to better meet customers' demand and expectations. To succeed, organizations must transform their core process and create a vibrant digital backbone that connects every element of the value chain. I find it impossible for organizations to achieve this without the support of a leading change enabler. We at Mind empower businesses by using the transformation capabilities of data and technology. With our solution services and industry expertise, we can help organizations redefine products, quickly adapt to changing conditions, and build intelligent workflows, driving them closer to their Industry 4.0 goals. Regardless of where you are on the digital journey, we'll partner with you to provide insights and consultative services backed by your futuristic technological support to make your business more resilient. So, those were my thoughts. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Please be sure to subscribe and share.